What's up, family? Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. As your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether it's that's the NFL, the NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. Bet online where the game starts. BetOnline is the proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show. Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach John Smith, Cal Poly muscles out the Big West Conference out there in California doing it big. Coach, what's up, man? How's Korea? First of all, how's Korea, man?
Oh, man, Korea was nice. You know, they got my daughter set up very well out there. That was my first time being in that country. And man, it's well thought out. It's clean. It was beautiful.
I hear that. Now, can you believe it's already heading to your fourth year? Can you believe it? It's been this many years already?
Man, it was like a blur. You know, those COVID years went by fast but long. You know, you take away those two COVID years, I feel like this is like year two for me. But year four, it is what it is. We're turning the corner and still trying to build this program, but we like where we're at.
Now, Coach, how does this make you feel that your administration stuck by you? Because a lot of guys are going to see their rebuilds through. They're letting you see it through. So what's it about your administration and leadership to say, hey, we see you making progress, turning the corner, we're going to still support you as you get this program to where we want to be in the Big West?
That's the beauty of coaching at Cal Poly. The administration understands the dynamics of the job. All the coaches have had longevity here. They give coaches an opportunity to try and build a program the right way. They've already added 2 years to my contract because of the COVID years. They understood it was a tough time on trying to how I wanted to build the program. So they gave me those 2 years back. But that's the beauty of working for administration like that. You can just focus on doing the job that you came to do. You know, coaching in itself is hard. You know, you're constantly trying to help young kids mature at a time where they really don't know what adversity is and they think they do. And then on top of that, trying to win games, you know, so it takes time to do all that. And I'm thankful that I have administration that understands that.
No doubt. And I feel like you shows your players that they and recruits that, hey, they must just believe you because you know how it is. Recruiting game is dirty. You know that. Now they try to look at your contracts and say different things. But the fact that you were able to get that extension was very good. Give your 2 years back was great. And, you know, how are you seeing recruiting change for you now since people are seeing that you all are growing and getting better? So are more guys are taking your calls than what people come out reaching out to you now? How has recruiting been for you this day? People know that you'll be there now.
Well, two things. Yeah, they understand that I have 4 years left on my contract, so they realize that I'll be here through the time that they're here because we really recruit from the high school level, but we do take some transfers. But also, they're seeing the type of student athletes that we're getting that fit the way that we're trying to play, you know. And if guys fit that mold and they see the style that we play and how guys have had success within that style and it fits them, and then they get a feel for my staff and myself. And if it's a fit, and that's what I always try and tell people in recruiting, you know, having two kids go through it myself, you know, you got to make sure that you know who you want to play for, and that person can help you build and grow in this game. And, you know, that's what we try and do, and try and develop relationships through this recruiting process. And so far, we've been doing a pretty good job. So I like where we're at.
Yeah, and folks, I saw a coach in Atlanta, man. He was out here grinding in Atlanta up in Lake Forest, trying to find some. Hey, he's on the East Coast trying to find players. Uh-huh. So, you know, this man's grinding. He in Lake trying to find young men. There's some college teams out there. But, man, I said, so, yeah, you are here. Folks, this man's grinding for real. I have seen him with my own two eyes. He's out here grinding.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the only way to get it done, man, you know?
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And, you know, talk to me about this. How's skill development been for you guys this year about getting COVID? Because, you know, here in Georgia, it was only closed for like 3 weeks. And it was back open. California had a little stricter rules out there. So this first summer, and a couple of years without COVID restrictions, testing. How was that to get you guys back on campus and actually have a summer without having to worry about COVID every day?
Oh, it's been exciting for the players and ourselves, because the way we handle COVID, like, we can only have two to a basket. They couldn't share a basketball. They had to have a mask on. You know, it was crazy for 2 years. That's how we practice and how we tried to prepare them. So now that we have, you know, full autonomy to do what we want, being on the floor with the guys has been great. Doing a lot of film session breakdowns with the guys have been great. So they're growing fast. They're seeing things quicker. That's why we're excited about this upcoming year, because these young guys that didn't get a true understanding of what the college game, how to prepare for the college game was like. Now they're getting a full year of skill development, film development, just breakdown it, and they're anxious to get going, and you can see their growth every single day. It's been exciting.
It's been good for you, because, you know, sometimes when you're a freshman, guys is going, you're telling the guys A, B to C, and yeah, they can say, hey, I'm seeing some different coach. I'm gonna do D and E now. So yeah, seeing that development has to make you feel so good, like you just said, because that's when you know a guy's really turning the corner, when they can actually look at a read, not knowing that A to B ain't gonna work, and kind of go down to D D D D and say, okay, we got some here. Let's make us a play here. So knowing that, knowing how your games are in the Big West are thin margins too.
Yes.
Comes in handy.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt. And you see it in our practice every day. Like, we have eight upperclassmen now, eight guys that have been in the program at least 2 years. And so we have four new guys in the program, five new guys. And our upperclassmen are stopping them and teaching them now. And that's the beauty of what we just talked about, the skill development and finally understanding what they're seeing on the floor. Now they're trying to help these guys shorten their learning curve, which has been great.
No doubt. And, you know, when you hold the people accountable, you have an upperclassman now who can – that's a great team for me. Like, when I was playing Coach Smith, when we could correct each other without getting mad. Because when exactly, the coaches lead it, coach leadership and effort, it should be viewed as X and O, not having a coach effort, accountability, and leadership. So when your upperclassmen are doing that job for you, holding locker room accountable, that's when you have a real good team. You know, that's from brewing that's going to be successful. When we can create each other without an issue.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. And that's where we're building towards right now.
No doubt. And Coach Meskis, man, this summer, we're having returners, so you can pretty much do some development, because you don't have to really put in schematics during those 8 weeks you have, because, you know, those weeks are very crucial for guys to get better. And so I'm pretty much now probably doing more schematics, more team stuff now, as we close to November 7th now. But talk about that importance from April to now, being able to let those guys really get better, because, right, that's what you really want. Because these guys want to play professionally, whether it be in the NBA, G League, or overseas. They want to get better as they can to get a good, make money at the game that they love.
Yeah, no doubt. So with our returners, you know, what we did at the end of the year, we really broke down, okay, what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? What do you need to get better in? And some of them, you know, they had to do a better job of not turning the ball over. And what does that look like? Make a decision in tight spaces. Okay, so let's turn our skill development into something that's surrounded around that. Didn't even have to focus on, okay, how do you learn how to run this play? How do you run shell? How do we rotate out of, you know, defense? We didn't have to do any of that. We just worked on trying to get these guys better. And then when we brought the new guys in, we were able to now work on our system. You know, so those guys got a lot of development in before we even started putting in X's and O's, like you said. So it's been great, and hopefully we can see it come to fruition in these next couple of weeks when we play in our first closed-door scrimmage, you know, see if those guys have made the corrections of making their weaknesses their strengths.
No doubt. I keep explaining to listeners here about your conference. I know I watch it because I'm a junkie, but yeah. It's when you all play, it's like midnight out here when you all play. But yeah. Your games from top to bottom of the league, it's not like people are bad. It's possessions here. It's really possessions that determines who's number one to number eight and on down. Especially our listeners here who really don't get to watch because they're not up like I am watching.
Right, no doubt. Like with the Big West, there's been a different representation in the NCAA tournament from the Big West probably every year. You know, there's not a stranglehold on our conference, kind of like Gonzaga has on their conference, right? And then you look at my good friend Dedrick Taylor. You know, he and I have some strong battles. You know, and there was about two or three possessions to where we probably could have, you know, pulled the one game that we played out against them. But that's, and we were the last place team, second to last place team, and he was the first place team in the winning conference. But that's the parity that we have in our conference. You know, it's from top to bottom. Anybody can beat anybody on any given night. You know, Irvine, who won it the year before and really, like, the first time they played us, they beat us by, I want to say, 18, and then they came to our place, and we beat them by 12. You know, it's just – you know, there's a lot of parity and everybody knows each other and you know, it's some good basketball. It's very competitive.
No doubt. You know, like I said, I love watching it on ESPN3. You know, I love doing it because I have four laptops because I'm watching all you all who I support. So I got my laptops up watching you all trying to see who's doing what, like, play on top of things, man, because that's kind of junky and Savannah I'm about this game of basketball, man. And you all playing two good games, man. I know probably you're bringing some money for school with Stanford and Washington. About those games with how your guys can test them, since I know a lot of them guys tell me, Coach, I can play Stanford or Washington. We'll see. So what you do against these guys now?
Yeah, you know, we always just focus on ourselves. You can throw the Golden State Warriors out there. We're just going to focus on how can we execute without turning the ball over, and how can we shrink the floor and put pressure on the ball and finish every possession with a rebound. And that's what it is for us. We don't care who we're playing, you know. But at the same time, you know, getting our guys to understand that the spacing has to be immaculate against teams that have, you know, the length that Stanford and Washington has, you know. And then it prepares us for conference, you know, when we play against the Santa Barbaras, the Irvines, and the Fullertons, how quick and athletic they are. So it's just a good test for us early to see where we're at and then make the corrections and be ready come conference time.
No doubt. And let me ask you this, Coach, for young men, you know, keeping them, like, you know, not getting too hyper, worrying about yourself. I know for kids that at age kind of hard sometimes. So what do you do to kind of get their mindset mentally ready to prepare? I know when I used to play, you know, I was focused on my opponent. I was just, you know, I told you this for my dad's a coach. So I get this from my father. You know, I'm locked in. But how do you get, like, kids in the 18-24 year old range to really focus on today's playing, being better today? Let's get better today. Let's focus on this opponent, not look ahead like the media would, but stay focused on today.
Yeah. So, you know, ever since I was a player, one of the guys that I admired, obviously a lot of us did, was the GOAT, Michael Jordan. And, you know, I studied him and studied his game and realized that he was into mental imagery and sports psychology, right? So I ended up majoring in psychology and minoring in sports psychology. And then when I became a head coach, I've always employed sports psychologists for our team. And when I was a junior college head coach, and then when Dedrick hired me as his associate coach, you know, we were able to bring a sports psychologist on there. And then when I got here, we have a sports psychologist. So that's one of the ways that we try and get our guys to understand to really focus on, you know, staying in the moment and being present in the moment, you know, keeping the main thing the main thing. Those are the things that we always talk about, you know, and we don't get too far ahead, you know. So getting those guys to understand that will help them be prepared.
Let me ask you this, Coach. You probably watched when you play. How has the game changed since you played, in your opinion, since going from playing to coaching? How has the game changed in your mind since you was playing to now?
Oh, it's changed a tremendous amount. You know, everything now is positionless basketball. A lot of, false motion in the ball screen. You know, when I was a walk-on at UNLV, if you saw our practice, and we were probably, and you know, UNLV back in those days was probably one of the best in the country, one of the best programs ever. And our practice were just dogfights. But it was very simplistic. We ran motion and that was it. We ran motion and we defended and rebounded. And we ran, you know, fast break and shared the ball. But now it's, you know, I can imagine seeing Stacey Augman in a ball screen. Stuff like that, and it's just changed. And getting guys to understand how the game's evolving, and trying to stay two steps ahead is what we're after with players through film and just helping them schematically understand where we're going and where the game's going to help them out as well.
You know what was funny about us at Lake Point when you all were up there, man? A lot of coaches asked me about what the Hawks do, and I'm like, it's about matchups.
Mm-hmm.
We just trying to get Trae Young on the weakest defender.
Exactly.
Everything we do is get him on the weakest defender. That's pretty much what all the dummy action you see. So we get Trae Young on the weakest defender of their team.
Right.
Isolate that him on him and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense the same for those him against us. Miami did it to us. They want to get Trae Young on their best player, Butler, and they're going to dominate it. So in the NBA, it's about matchups. So And I know some of your colleagues asked me about what you do in college. I said, it depends on if you got guys who can handle the ball and do that. You know, right. But in college, you really can zone up for real. And in games, kind of, I call it a faux zone. But, you know, you can, but you really can't.
Right. And that's the biggest difference. Like, our guys like, oh, did you see what the Warriors ran? Did you see how they did this? Well, look here. And at the college level, we can zone up and be all the way on ball side with five guys as long as we want, right? Whereas you guys at the pro level, like you're saying, all right, we're going to run 51. Five comes, set the ball screen on the one, right? And get that switch and everybody spaced out. And now he's gone. Can't do that at the college level. We're just going to load up to the ball, you know? So the game is different on, you know, from the college to the pro level, but there's still some things at the pro level that we need to pull from and see and be ready for. And that's what we're trying to get our guys to understand.
No doubt. And then I love kids ask me at some of the players ask me at who played, and I'm like, you're just not there. You get to do what you do. Like you said, Coach, try to tell them you can zone up for real in college. You can do that in the NBA. That's the biggest difference.
Yeah.
You can run any the best set in the world. The best. I was going to zone up. I was going to load up against you. What you going to do now? I have a wall. Shoot over me.
Exactly.
Like, in the NBA, you can't do that. So, try to tell some players here in Georgia, play Kansas, Georgia State, try to tell them, but look, just stick to what Johnson, what Amir's telling you to do. You can't do what you see what the Hawks do. Don't try to do it, you know?
Right. And you know, we got maybe three guys, if that can catch and shoot a wide open three and hit it 9 out of 10 times, right? In the NBA, you probably got 10 or 11 guys that can do that, or maybe all 12 guys, you know? So it's a huge difference with the spacing because of the way the ball is being shot at that level as opposed to our level.
I'll tell you, of our 14-man roster, Coach, 13 of them shoot threes. They want those Clint Capella.
Right.
All the rest of them shooting threes doing skill development work, private practice.
Right.
He's the only one that don't shoot threes. It's Clint Capella.
Yeah.
So you see what time it is, but it's lovely. Now, for you, Coach, we have a new space now with the NIL and the portal, and I know you all mostly bringing in high school kids, but how does it affect you all in the Big West with this new NIL and the portal the way it's being now?
It's affecting everybody. You know, for me, you know, I brought in a lot of freshmen when I started this program, but this past year I only brought in one freshman, and the rest were transfers. And some of the conversations down the stretch was, Coach, what do you guys do for NIL? And I said, well, you know, NIL is a business, right? And it's a business decision for the people that are giving you the money for your name, image, and likeness. They're not going to give you the money if you're not winning. And, you know, so let's focus on winning first. And I guarantee you there's going to be a ton of NIL opportunities for you. And already, you know, two or three of our guys have NIL opportunities because they see what we're building and where we're going. And I think, you know, I think 8 to 9 guys eventually at the end of it could have something.
No doubt. Well, Coach Smith, man, it's good catching with you again as always. Look forward to seeing you at Lake Point again this year. When you come out to recruit some guys from Georgia, hopefully get some more guys called there play for you. I'm gonna bring the drum for you. I know you're a good guy. Now I'll spray to you. Go play with Coach Smith. He'll take care of me out there, Cal. I'm for real. So, you know, I got you back, man.
I appreciate it, JR. You the best, man. Appreciate you.
All right, Coach. See you soon, buddy.
All right, now.
Peace.
What's up, family? Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. As your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether it's that's the NFL, the NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. Bet online where the game starts. Bet online is the proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show.